Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Always a joy for me to be doing radio with Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hello, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. Just waving at those that are listening and watching.
Yep. In case you don't know, you can watch this on Facebook Live anytime that we're on there. And joining us today, just always a joy to have Dr. Amon on. He's helped so many people. I don't know of anybody that knows more about the most important thing that we've got down here on earth, and that's the brain. How can you learn God's word without a great brain? How can we communicate? How can we stay full of life and vitality without a great brain? And here's the guy that's helped more people than anybody. Hi, Dr. Amon. Welcome again.
Hey, Steve. So great to be with you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. And we're telling everybody about this little book, Conquer Worry and Anxiety, The Secret to Mastering Your Mind. It's just a fantastic little book, and so many of us have been struggling with anxiety from a long time, and then COVID comes along, makes it even worse. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go right to the phones, because I want to get as much of Dr. Amon's wisdom in as possible. We'll go to Lori from West Covina. She listens on KKLA. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi, good morning to everyone. I love you all. I follow all of you, and I'm just so blessed to have to be able to get in this morning with you guys.
Glad you did.
Dr. Amon, I want to say thank you in advance for your GABA supplements. They are very helpful for my anxiety right now. I am calling today on behalf of my daughter. She has a problem with sleeping. She's in the medical field. She's getting to be a nurse practitioner, and she works at a fast food restaurant at night. And I had no idea that she was dealing with this, but she told me for years she's been experiencing episodes at night where her brain wakes up, but her body is like solid, like where she feels somebody's like on top of her. Mm. And she said they're really scary episodes, but she says they don't last very long, but she says she's been struggling with this for years. And doing her studies with the nursing, she came across this sleep paralysis. So I was wondering if this is a form of anxiety. I've never heard of sleep paralysis before, and how I can help her.
So it's actually very common. And if you don't understand that it's benign, it's terrifying. And the trick, so what happens in sleep paralysis is people become conscious, but they can't move their body. And that makes them very anxious, which is, I have trouble getting a breath. It feels like someone's on top of me. A lot of therapists will go, oh, I wonder if that person's been molested. And, I mean, unless you can remember something specifically, don't go there. And the trick is, one, know it's benign. Two, just try to move your little toe or your little finger. Any kind of movement will break it. And so go, oh, a lot of people have this. It's not anything terrible. Move a finger. And that could help so much.
Well, that has to be a little bit of relief there, Lori. I'm really glad that you called. 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be back right after this for more of New Life Live with Dr. Amon. Dr. Sherry Keffer is with us today. And then, of course, I'll be on Facebook Live at 5 o'clock Eastern Time hope you'll join me there. We want you to get better. We want you to transform your life, where transformation ministry really does start right there with that brain. We want to make it the best. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Daniel Amen is with us today. We're trying to get in as many phone calls as we possibly can. Let's go to Sue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WFIL is the station there. Hi, Sue. Welcome. You're on with Dr.
Hello.
Amen. Hi.
Thank you for taking
sure.
my call. It's a delight to be able to get through. Dr. Amen, I used to use a little mini trampoline, and I'd like to get back to it because it does have some good benefits. And I'm wondering, though, does the going up and then reaching the height and then falling back down and then hitting the mat, is that going to cause some brain trauma?
You know, I think as long as you don't let your head hit the side, the metal side, I have so many fans of trampoline accidents that I actually did a piece with Logan Paul, who's a young YouTuber that's got all sorts of emotional issues. When he was in seventh grade, he had a bad trampoline accident, and that was sort of why he struggled so much. But I think if you're super careful and it's padded and you're not doing crazy stuff, it's fine for your brain.
But I'm not talking about hitting the frame. I'm talking about just going up and down so that when you reach the height and then you begin to fall back down, the gravity is pulling you down. Is your brain staying up and hitting the inside of your skull? And the same on the bottom when you hit the mat and go back up.
You know, it's such an interesting question, because then we have to go, well, what about rides at Six Flags or, you know, Disneyland, the super fast roller coasters, which I'm not a fan of. And I think, you know, if you're going super high and then really hitting the mat hard, I don't think I'd do that. I think just jumping for a while, you know, 20 minutes is not harmful to your brain.
Okay, good. That encourages me to get it back out and start using it. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, the exercise is probably good for you.
Yeah,
yes.
All right.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I'll send you a copy of Conquer Worry and Anxiety. I hope that'll be a great help to you. All of us can benefit from this little book. It's really simple. And it's really full of good ideas. If you're a worrier who's struggling with anxiety, it can really help.
You know, what's so interesting is I think about Sue, and here she was. She had some worry about trampolining. And you know what she did? She got her courage up, and she called today when we have Dr. Amen on. And guess what happened? She just got rid of her worry and is moving in a positive direction. So staying with that worry and not asking, not finding out, not getting to truth is just going to keep you in a not a good place. And so I'm proud of her for just modeling how that's done and how it can be done so quickly.
Do what you can do. That's the main message here. Do what you can do. And we can always do something. Let's go to Beth, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WBYN is the station. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. What's going on in your life today that we might be able to help you? Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I have a 26-year-old son who has been struggling with depression for probably the last 8 years. And he has been on and off many different meds, the regular ones, the bipolar ones. It seems to be drug resistant. Doesn't seem to get any help from many of them. I've heard the show here and heard the mention to the End to Mental Health book, and seems to me that I'm looking for guidance in which way to go with him to help him, because he is motivated to get better. It's very frustrating to him to be where he is. And As far as I know, he's not self-medicating. I've just spent 3 weeks with him on the road and haven't seen any evidence of it. But he does take a lot of different medications.
We hear this, Dr. Amen, about someone being drug-resistant. What do you think?
Well, on average, people who come to Amen Clinics, we have 8 clinics around the country, soon to be 9. We're going to open Dallas this fall. That on average, people have failed 3.3 providers and 5 medications. So that's our average. But most mental health professionals, and the book is The End of Mental Illness, not The End of Mental Health. I talk about all the ways that we can get depressed. So depression, there's not one pattern in the brain. There's like 7 different patterns in the brain. And how do we know unless we actually look? So is it the result of a head injury, some sort of toxic exposure? Did you have mold in your home? Did he have Lyme disease or some other sort of infectious process? There's a reason the medications are not working. And it's like we need to hunt down the reason. That's why I fell in love with the brain imaging work that we do, because, you know, I just don't know why someone's depressed. Just because, I mean, I can tell they're depressed. They tell me they're depressed. But, you know, when they do big, large-scale studies on medications like Prozac or Zoloft, they really don't work much better than placebo, because depression is like chest pain. Nobody gets a diagnosis of chest pain. Why? Because it doesn't tell you what's causing it. And it doesn't tell you what to do for it. And that's why they study your heart and really understand, okay, the chest pain is coming from this or that. And that's where I think psychiatry has to go, by really evaluating the organ we treat rather than throwing medication in the dark. And so bringing them to our Manhattan clinic or Washington, D.C. clinic, Philadelphia is sort of in between those two, would just be so helpful to get more information that can target treatment specifically to his brain rather than to a cluster of symptoms like depression.
And I'm wondering, too, I mean, math was not my biggest suit when I was in school, but I, you know, you said 8 years. That was around his senior year in high school. And was there something going on his senior year, or did he struggle with launching out into the world? Has he been formally diagnosed with bipolar disorder? You had mentioned that. Anything that happened around his senior year?
He did not respond to bipolar medications, so they don't. The psychiatrist he sees doesn't think it is. But yes, we actually traveled a lot, and he went to this high school as a freshman, then we were gone for his sophomore and junior years, and then we came back, and he came back into his senior year there. So he says that was pretty upsetting.
It's
in
so
the first
big.
Place.
It's yeah.
Not a big school, and kids knew him, but still he felt, you know, different.
Yeah.
We were out of the country.
Oh, so, you know, and it's so interesting how that experience, and as parents, we can feel bad, right? Thinking, oh, could that have been it? But he's got to figure out how to work through that belief, I'm different, I don't belong. So socially, that could have really disrupted his natural rhythm for connection. And he might have felt like, well, I came back, but I really wasn't in the groups, or I wasn't as connected. So I would also add to his treatment regimen a way of getting him more connected with young people his age. Is he in any kind of social groups, any kind of online? I know it's COVID right now, but online groups or any kind of church group or sports group or maybe a hiking group or something that would be like a meetup where he could meet people that like to do things that are similar than he does.
He's not. I think he fears, kind of fears the way his brain works. One day he'll be depressed, the next day he'll be upbeat, the next day he'll be apathetic, the next day he'll be angry. And he says, I'm not sure when I go to bed at night who's going to be there in the morning. And so this has led to him not holding a job and not trying these things. So, no, he's not. He's quite isolated.
Yeah, and you know what? Guess what isolation does to the brain? It makes it more depressed. So would you stay in the line and let us get you hooked into one of our New Life therapists in your area for him? Because he is so young. He's got his whole life ahead of him. And helping to find out what he's afraid of and helping him take steps towards getting better connected might seem like the scariest thing in the world, but I guarantee you that connection is going to help his mind and body feel loved.
Dr. Amen, do you have a comment here before we go from Beth? What are you thinking? Anything else you want to add?
Well, I think, you know, I agree with Sherry that whenever we evaluate someone, we always think about these four big circles, is what's the biology? And, you know, for me, it starts there. Because if the hardware's not right, you can do all sorts of software programming, groups, therapy, whatever, and it won't work. And then it demoralizes people when it doesn't work. So there's biology, but there's also a psychology in how he thinks. There's a social circle, which is absolutely critical, that's being upended, devastated by the current pandemic. And then there's the spiritual circle, which is, well, why the heck do I care? What's my relationship with God like? What's my deepest sense of meaning and purpose? And so getting well, we have to work in all four of those circles. And I would just encourage you to do that. But for me, someone who's been going on with depression a long time, something's gone wrong in his brain.
Yeah. So you really do want to do more than less in what you can afford. And taking a look at it, it just seems like that's the greatest thing you could do of value, is getting into one of Dr. Amen's clinics where they can literally take a look inside the head. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help, or you can help us. It's the same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Can I just mention something, Steve?
Sure.
You know, I'm thinking about being with you, Dr. Amen, at your clinics, and I can't tell you how many young men like the one we just talked about came in the front door who are scared of their brain, either because they've found something out or they think something's wrong or they just don't like how they feel. But what I saw happened, which was just amazing, is people, no matter where they start, you can become less afraid of your brain once you know what is going on and how to make it better. And so it can turn that whole fear factor around.
And when you fall in love with your brain and treat it better, everything else in your life becomes better.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's go to Deborah, Tampa, Florida, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Yeah. How you doing, Deborah?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking my call. I know a lot about you, Dr. Amen. You're in my heart because without you, I wouldn't be healthy as I am, and I'm trying to get healthier. That's why I'm calling. So greetings to both of you. I have a lot of different labeling, and I know that this is a short period, so I'll try to make it as short as I can. My question is, after I give you my disorders, I'm trying to be the healthiest I can at the age of 60 with low estrogen problems, weight loss, with all the disorders that I have. So I'm interested to know from either one of you, how much does that play a role in the estrogen and hormones? Pardon me. So my diagnosis, I have post-traumatic stress disorder from two unemotional parents, both with mental illnesses. I have both of my parents with mental illnesses. My mom was deeply depressed. My father was a bipolar with ADHD and a narcissist, and my parents had an open marriage. So the brain during development was severely damaged. I didn't go through the actual stages of development from 0 to 6 for sure. In addition to that, I'm diagnosed with, you know, all of that.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back after this. Deborah will get you.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Okay, Deborah, so let's try to narrow this down. What is the question for Dr. Amen that you're most interested in?
The hormones. So I know for sure by hormone tests that my hormones are extremely low because I had a partial hysterectomy, and I'm the age of 60, and my bone density scans are coming off.
So,
you know,
so ask us a question.
So,
what's the question, Deborah?
How does the hormones work in the brain in relationship to my problems with my ADHD and my bipolar? That's what I'm kind of interested in.
All right, let's see what Dr. Amen has to say about that. So hold on. Dr. Amen's going to answer that question.
What a story. My goodness. Growing up with that terrible onslaught of stress, I mean, really bad for you, and you've experienced. What I talk about in the end of mental illness is if you want to keep your brain healthy or rescue it if it's headed to the dark place, and for all sorts of reasons, yours has, you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. And the mnemonic I use is called Bright Minds, like B is for blood flow, R is retirement and aging. The N is neurohormone abnormalities and low estrogen, low testosterone, low progesterone, abnormal thyroid. All of those prevent the brain from operating right. And so if you're trying to heal from the chronic stress you experienced as a child and whatever genetic vulnerabilities you inherited, getting your hormones optimized, balanced, is really critical to beating PTSD. Nobody talks about that. It's like the brain is, your mind is completely disconnected from your brain, which is disconnected from your body. And I think that's insane that when we get your hormones right and your blood sugar right, your sleep right, all the things I talk about, it's so much easier to do the therapeutic work you need to do to categorize and put those things in the past that just belong in the past.
You know, I call myself trauma squared, Dr. Amen. I had trauma in growing up. There was severe mental illness in my home as well, as well as being married to an addict that ended in a divorce. And I don't think I ever told you this, but when I worked with you, you were generous enough to let me get a SPECT scan. But I had a lot of fear about you actually looking at my SPECT scan, because you had hired me, and I thought the last thing I want to do is have you see my scan and then, you know, I don't know, think that I wasn't going to do a good job for you. But this is what you said. I'll never forget it. Mm. You looked at it and you said, wow, Sherry, that's a beautiful brain. Do you think we can put it in our beautiful brain study? And I looked at you and I said, well, remember, I grew up with severe mental illness in my home. And you said, you go, yeah, let's don't do that. I want to keep my study pure. And I totally get that. But what that said to me is I'm kind of a poster child, kind of like Deborah, in light of having so much trauma. And yet I've done therapy, I've done EMDR, I've done the groups, I've taken care of my brain, I've had supplements, I had to go on medication for a little while, and then my brain was able to get off of that. And I don't know how to say thank you, but I am a living testament that people like Deborah, if you just do the next right thing, your brain can be better. It's nothing like what I thought it would look like, but that's because I did the work.
Hmm. And that's just, you know, you want to do the work, But you want to do the right work. And that's why you've got to find out what we're really dealing with here. And that's the value of working with Dr. Amen. All right. I'm going to send you a copy of Conquer Worry and Anxiety. I hope that that's going to be helpful to you. How about we go to, let's talk about, well, let's go to Mary, Louisville, Kentucky. Listens on Pure Radio. Hi, how are you?
Fine, and thank you for taking my call. I've called before, and when I heard about the spec test that June 1st, and I'm still waiting for the results.
Okay.
But that didn't make me. And so without that, but I had, you also sent me the memory rescue, and I read about the hyperbaric oxygen. But and I thought that was something I had to find a doctor or someplace that had that. And this morning you said that was something you buy online or something like that.
Okay, Mary, you are cutting out, but I think your question is, if I'm right here, and I think I am, just how do you access hyperbaric oxygen treatment? How do you go about getting that? And it isn't something online. What he said was that you can oftentimes find a used hyperbaric chamber online. Dr. Amen, any other thoughts there for her?
Well, that's the one, that hyperbaric oxygen can be very helpful, very healing. They're different levels. Sometimes people go to clinics and they can actually get it done more powerfully, so it may actually go quicker. Other people, they're not near a clinic, or they can get home chambers. And I published a study on soldiers, found significant improvements in blood flow and activity. So it's clearly something I think people should look into. I talk a lot about it in the end of mental illness and also memory rescue.
All right. And we'll get you a copy of Memory Rescue. You hold on. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live. Glad you've joined us today.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the Transformation Welcome Gift, which includes a personal-sized Life Recovery Bible, a Life Recovery Journal, and 5 Life Recovery Workbooks. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life Video Library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that it, not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Artemer here. Before we go back to Dr. Amen, the brain expert, let's go to Larry Sonnenberg, who has a great brain and has helped this ministry with it for many years. Larry, what do you have for us today?
Steve, I was having breakfast with some buddies the other day. It was actually a Zoom breakfast, and it's a weekly gathering we do, and one of the guys made a comment, and it made me realize that might be why some of our support to New Life has been lagging lately. That is, he said, I have been sending money to every political campaign across the country to get these candidates elected. And then I realized and read in publications how much money is being spent in political ads and campaigns. And I just want to kind of put out a request to folks. There's nothing better you can vote for than what Jesus is doing through this ministry by ways of our radio program and workshops and counselors and such. And it's not a political campaign, but it's an eternal campaign, and it will help people's lives for a long, long time. So if you can make a gift to New Life, we would appreciate it. Ongoing as a Club New Life member is really an important thing that we're looking for. But we love individual gifts as well, and there's no mm-hmm. gift too big, and there's no gift too small that you can make to help continue this ministry. of life change and transformation to folks.
So you're just asking that we add New Life to the ballot this year.
There you go. There you go.
Well, it really is important. Those that can help us, because some other people, maybe they're distracted, whatever, by politics, but we're going to still be here no matter who gets elected.
Amen.
We'll be right here transforming lives in a non-political way. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us. And please check out, when you call us, ask about our intensives, because they change lives. Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. Let's go to Peter. He is calling us from Springfield, Missouri. And he listens on the internet. Hey, Peter, how are you today? Hi.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Amen. And I'd be really interested in your thoughts on this question. It's you've actually helped me. I found out about you through this program. So, but my question has six pieces of information in it. So I'll kind of just ask it, and you'll know what the deal is. We're trying to figure out how to deal with in the effects of an 80-year-old mother who acts older than she really is, who's on a cocktail of medications that includes an antidepressant, trazodone, oxycodone for pain in the lungs, pleurisy, I guess. She drinks wine off and on since the 60s with Valium also back then. She has severe short-term memory loss now. She's defiant. She will not take advice. She'd rather just die than remove these, and her doctor keeps refilling these meds, even though we've talked to him, we've told him about the problems. But I have, at your advice, gotten her to take fish oil when she remembers. So that's my question.
So what is the specific question?
How to deal with a mother who's 80 years old that has all these effects.
Okay.
How
to deal with this. Really hard, and it sort of sounds like the sandwich generation. Even though I'm 66, my mom's 88, and we just lost my dad, and she's much healthier than your mom. But I sort of get the stress when you really become, in some ways, the parent of your parent. And when they're difficult, it becomes complicated. So do you have siblings?
Yes, I have one sister, Peter? And we're kind of on board with the same thoughts, but she has a boyfriend who's an atheist. He doesn't want us involved. So
your mother has a boyfriend who's an atheist?
Yeah, for about 35 years. He doesn't want us getting involved with anything. We can't really intervene because he's kind of a strong man. And it's just hard for us to get something done. And so he keeps talking about,
you know, what you can do. Ultimately, unless, you know, she becomes not competent to make decisions for herself, it's still a free country. And you nudge, you educate, but you don't break the relationship. That's very important. You always want to stay with influence and connection. And there's no influence without connection. So make sure that every discussion is not about the wine or the OxyContin, that she stays connected to you and trusts you. And then I often call it little hit and runs. It's like you mention something, but then you change the topic. So, and for her, Memory Rescue could be a great book. It's like, oh, you know, you've told me that story again and again. We want to get your memory checked, because did you know half the people who are 85 and older get the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, which should just horrify everybody? And I wonder if we could look at your brain, if we could help your brain. So if you really make it about brain optimization rather than you're messed up and you need to change, because people upset and defensive. So always think of these two words, connection and influence, and there is no influence without connection.
You know, Peter, I want to say something to you. You are a really good son. You're a good man. And I imagine that this issue with caretaking and really wanting to do your best, but in caring for your mom hasn't just started as of late. I mean, just hearing her rap sheet,
right.
It just sounds like you grew up with a lot of challenges in your home, and maybe even her being addicted to pain meds early on. But is that kind of what it's been like?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, I'm finally having the strength at this age of my life to deal with her. I mean, to be assertive about it.
Yeah, but I want you to know that no matter what happens with your mom, you've done the best you could, and you're a good guy.
Right.
You're a good guy. You were a good guy then, and you're a good guy now. And sometimes there are people in our lives that really don't want to care for themselves. And the fact that you have a heart and that you're encouraging her to take fish oil, it just tells us a lot about your heart. So whether she does that or not, it's not a reflection on you. And if something comes up where this boyfriend of hers is creating conflict to the point where she's not getting correct medical help, you know, that's a big concern, right? Because you need to be able to make sure she gets what she needs. But just stay the course. It's a long game, and you've been playing it for a long time. But kudos to you.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. Really glad you called. Let me send you this little book here, Conquer Worry and Anxiety. I hope that'll be a blessing to you. I also think if you'll tune in today, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on NRB, I think it'll be a blessing. Life Recovery Today with Steve Arterburn. You can find out about it at liferecoverytoday.net. But I'd love for you to join me. We're talking about those life recovery materials. And as you know, Life Recovery Bible, over 3 million of those Bibles out there. Pretty exciting. Let's go to, how about we talk with Carla? And Carla is calling from Ventura, listens on KDAR. Hi, Carla. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on in your life today?
Okay, so I've had a couple MRIs that show some brain damage. And so my neurologist said that I do have a traumatic brain injury and that my brain looks like I was a boxer. Which isn't the case. I've had a couple different things, injuries from the military, from horse accidents. And so my question was, does Dr. Amon, does he do anything with stem cells that maybe can be injected into the brain to regenerate some of those areas that are damaged?
What's your opinion on stem cell for the brain there?
Well, that's so interesting. This week I'm actually going to Carlsbad and my assistant, who is a quadriplegic, is getting stem cells. I think it's really early. There's a lot of excitement about stem cells. My wife and I do a podcast called Brain Warrior's Way podcast, and we just released a whole week's worth of episodes on stem cells. So if you go to brainwarriorswaypodcast.com, you can download that. I think there's not enough research yet, but it's an exciting area. And one of the reasons I like hyperbaric oxygen therapy that we've talked about is it's been found to actually activate the brain stem cells, because every day your brain is producing about 700 new stem cells in the memory centers of your brain. So always put your brain in a healing environment, even if it's been hurt, especially if it's been hurt.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like you called the right place. Great hope there. Nothing proven yet, and we'll keep you posted. You're listening to New Life Live. We're really glad that you are. Dr. Daniel Amon, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Steve Arterburn here. We'll go for the final segment after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we are back. Got one final caller to go to here, and we're going to talk with Anita. Chesapeake, Virginia, WAVA is the station. And sorry I couldn't get to the other calls, but here you are. And welcome, Anita. You're on with Dr. Daniel Amon.
Hello, how are you doing? My question is, my husband was just recently diagnosed with ADHD, and he is over 50. And the doctor is telling us that he can't really prescribe anything for him because it's going to spike up his blood pressure, and which he has a problem with.
Mm.
So what do we do?
Well, Dr. Amon, what do you think here? I'm sure this isn't the first one. Yeah.
No, there's actually blood pressure medicine, clonidine and Tenex, that have been found to be very helpful for ADD. And so that would be an option. Another option is work with a psychiatrist who will then work with his primary care doctor to maybe use a small dose stimulant, see what it does to his blood pressure, because not all of the stimulants actually raise blood pressure. Sometimes they actually lower blood pressure because your blood vessels can be hyperactive, like your body's hyperactive, and sometimes it will actually relax your blood vessels. So it's just important to test to know having untreated ADD is associated with all sorts of bad things. The oldest person I ever gave a stimulant to was 100. I'm like, why are you in my office? I can't finish the paper. I want to finish the paper. And just that marvelous response to a stimulant. And I'm 66. So when you say 50, I am not thinking of someone that's elderly. Trust me. But, you know, people that are older, you know, a lot of psychiatrists, they just feel really uncomfortable using stimulants to treat ADD. But psychiatrists have been using stimulants in older people for decades, probably 5 decades. And you just have to monitor it closely.
I hope that's helpful to you. And let me send you this little Conquer Worry and Anxiety book. It's the book we're sending anybody that can send us a gift of any amount. We would love for you to have this, our way of saying thank you. You know, it's interesting that she mentioned, or that you mentioned, he wanted to read the paper. When I used to get a New York Times, and I would sit down, and I was done in 30 minutes. I was medicated for the first time properly, and I sat down, and I don't know where the time went, but I got up 4.5 hours later after reading, going through all that paper. I mean, it really, really made a huge difference in my life, and it can for other people. I suspect, Dr. Amon, when people hear stimulant, they assume it's going to increase blood pressure. And other people assume it can't be a good thing. It's a stimulant. Help them to get over that, because it could be standing in the way of really adequate, wonderful treatment for them.
Well, you know, I think of having ADD just like people who need glasses. People who need glasses aren't dumb, crazy, or stupid. Their eyeballs are shaped funny, and we wear glasses to help us focus. People who have ADD aren't dumb, crazy, or stupid. They generally have sleepy frontal lobes. And without stimulating them, you don't have full access to the part of your brain involved in forethought, judgment, impulse control, organization, planning, empathy, learning from the mistakes you make. And your life can really end up as chaotic and chronically stressful, not only for you, but for the people who love you. And, you know, we try natural things first, but if they don't work, I'll totally give you Adderall or Vyvanse or Concerta or Ritalin, because I want you to have full access to your brain. And people go, yeah, like you said, oh, that can't be good. Well, I have 1,000 before and after scans on stimulants, and for the right brain, it's a miracle and really helps the brain be healthier. And for the wrong brain, it makes them worse. And so how do you know unless you look? But people will feel the difference. And I always, when I see people, I want to see their wife with them or their husband with them, because they may say, oh, it's really great. And their wife is, no, he's a total jerk on the medication. So the doctor needs input from everyone they can get input from.
All right. I love that. I love you talking about the wife or the husband being there. They have to be a big, big part of insight into the right diagnosis and right medicine. Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Amen, for being here. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Keffer. I want to mention to you that if you can send a gift of any amount, we're going to send you the best of Dr. Amen. It's a collection of the wisdom that he's given out here on New Life, and we put it all together on a CD for you, and I think you'll love this. Any amount, I'll send it to you. His little book, Conquer Worry and Anxiety, is part of our Club New Life library. If you join Club New Life for $30 a month, we send you this library. And it's got his book, Conquer Worry and Anxiety, Growth Has No Boundaries, Cloud Townsend, the Emotional Freedom Workbook, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Forgiving What You'll Never Forget, Healing Is a Choice, Take Your Life Back Day by Day. All of that is just our way of saying thank you, because this ministry right now, it exists because of faithful day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month givers. $30 a month, that's all it costs, and we'll send that thank you to you. We love you. We want to help you. We've got Every Man's Battle online September the 12th. You can join us in Intimacy in Marriage, the revolutionary experience that people go through and change the dynamics in their marriage for good forever. That's going to be in October. We would love to see you there. Please call, get some help for your marriage. Even if you think it's hopeless and helpless, oh my goodness, we can help you turn this thing around. We've seen it thousands of times. I also want to remind you, Facebook Live, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. We're talking about marriage there and the eight things that can build a magnificent marriage. That's what we're talking about. And then today, 11 a.m. NRB, Life Recovery Today is on, and got a great guest. You're going to love this program. If you like 12-step or you like learning that these 12 steps are all about the Bible, it's a growth program, and it's stood the test of time. Thousands and thousands, millions have gotten better, and it's not just for drug addicts. We are always looking for people to help and always looking for new ways to help people. We will never stop doing that. When we started this ministry 31, almost 32 years ago, we wanted to transform lives. We didn't say, let's help people feel better. No, in fact, we'd like you to feel worse so that you finally get the ultimate solution. You've heard my little saying, we love hurting people. Well, that's kind of true. We love people that hurt so we can help you use that pain to make the biggest difference possible in your life. But you have to call us. We don't know to call you. We have no way of knowing who to call. So you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number. People got up this morning to go take care of you, waiting for you to call. Please do it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll see you right back here tomorrow for more New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.